Fly-in news. Iceland's volcanic eruption closes airspace. After the country's biggest and most active volcano, the Grímsvötn, began erupting Saturday, May 22nd, officials shut down the main Keflavik International Airport, canceling about 40 international and all domestic flights as a 220-kilometer no-fly zone around the crater was established. The eruption was the volcano's largest in 100 years, sending a plume of ash and steam 19 kilometers skyward that rained down on nearby areas, covering buildings, cars, and fields. Civil protection workers advised residents to wear masks and stay indoors. While there was no immediate impact on European or transatlantic flights, scientists warned that ash could reach the UK and Northern Europe by Tuesday. Our thankfulness, Icelandic officials, for your efforts to ensure public safety. We pray that such disruptive events may subside as we strive to restore Earth's stability through our gentler, conscientious lifestyles.
Landslides bury at least a dozen people, mostly children. Heavy rains and resulting landslides have claimed the lives of some 16 youths at Children's Hidayah Madrasa Al-Taqwa Orphanage in Hulu Langat near Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. On Saturday, May 21st, two landslides apparently struck simultaneously, burying what could be up to 50 students and staff. 10 survivors have so far been found and were rushed to the hospital. Also hit was a nearby mosque, although it was not yet known whether people were in the building at the time. A rescue team of around 300 firefighters, police, and others continue searching. With the soil being too soft, they have resorted to digging with their hands and minimal equipment to find the missing.
With her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is required, and to go if possible to offer comfort to the children and others in need, saying that funds for emergency aid are available.
Our sincere thanks all rescue teams for your valiant efforts to uncover the hope of additional survivors, as we also are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern. May our kinder consideration for one another and the planet help ease such tragic situations as these.
Earthquakes jolt Papua New Guinea, Philippines, and New Zealand. Early on Saturday, May 21st, a quake measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale struck Papua New Guinea, its epicenter 54 kilometers southwest of Leyte in Moroba Province. That evening in the Philippines, a magnitude 5.3 tremor rocked Luzon as it struck 19 kilometers northwest of Ilagan, the capital of Isabela Province. On Sunday morning, New Zealand's uninhabited Kermadec Islands were rattled by a powerful 6.1 magnitude earthquake, centered 103 kilometers northeast of L'Espérance Rock. There were fortunately no damage or injuries reported for any of the tremors. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. Let us strive to minimize such instabilities through our gentler stewardship of Mother Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fly-in news. Iceland's volcanic eruption closes airspace. After the country's biggest and most active volcano, the Grímsvötn, began erupting Saturday, May 22nd, officials shut down the main Keflavik International Airport, canceling about 40 international and all domestic flights, as a 220-kilometer no-fly zone around the crater was established. The eruption was the volcano's largest in 100 years, sending a plume of ash and steam 19 kilometers skyward that rained down on nearby areas, covering buildings, cars, and fields. Civil protection workers advised residents to wear masks and stay indoors. While there was no immediate impact on European or transatlantic flights, scientists warned that ash could reach the UK and Northern Europe by Tuesday. Our thankfulness, Icelandic officials, for your efforts to ensure public safety. We pray that such disruptive events may subside as we strive to restore Earth's stability through our gentler, conscientious lifestyles.
Landslides bury at least a dozen people, mostly children. Heavy rains and resulting landslides have claimed the lives of some 16 youths at Children's Hidayah Madrasa Al-Taqwa Orphanage in Hulu Langat near Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. On Saturday, May 21st, two landslides apparently struck simultaneously, burying what could be up to 50 students and staff. 10 survivors have so far been found and were rushed to the hospital. Also hit was a nearby mosque, although it was not yet known whether people were in the building at the time. A rescue team of around 300 firefighters, police, and others continue searching. With the soil being too soft, they have resorted to digging with their hands and minimal equipment to find the missing.
With her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is required, and to go if possible to offer comfort to the children and others in need, saying that funds for emergency aid are available.
Our sincere thanks all rescue teams for your valiant efforts to uncover the hope of additional survivors, as we also are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern. May our kinder consideration for one another and the planet help ease such tragic situations as these.
Earthquakes jolt Papua New Guinea, Philippines, and New Zealand. Early on Saturday, May 21st, a quake measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale struck Papua New Guinea, its epicenter 54 kilometers southwest of Leyte in Morobe Province. That evening in the Philippines, a magnitude 5.3 tremor rocked Luzon as it struck 19 kilometers northwest of Ilagan, the capital of Isabela Province. On Sunday morning, New Zealand's uninhabited Kermadec Islands were rattled by a powerful 6.1 magnitude earthquake, centered 103 kilometers northeast of L'Espérance Rock. There were fortunately no damage or injuries reported for any of the tremors. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. Let us strive to minimize such instabilities through our gentler stewardship of Mother Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. As protesters across the globe continue to call for their governments to act in the best interest of the people and the country, they gather in marches throughout nations such as the Czech Republic, Libya, Palestine, Spain, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen.
Tens of thousands of people in Spain defied a law prohibiting protests on the eve of elections as they rallied in squares the day before polls were set to open on Sunday, May 22nd. The demonstrations were held in continued protest of government austerity measures as well as the nation's unemployment, which is running as high as 45% for young adults.
Around 40,000 people marched in the Czech capital of Prague Saturday to protest government plans to reduce funding for pensions, healthcare, and social benefits.
Saudi officials arrest Ms. Manal al-Sharif on Saturday after she protested the nation's ban on driving for women by driving herself in the city of Khobar and then posting an online video of her experience, calling for other women to join her.
In Yemen on Saturday, security forces shot and wounded at least 35 more protesters on the same day that activists signed an agreement for President Ali Abdullah Saleh's resignation. However, the president refused to sign the following day, saying that other signatories must return to sign in his presence. Also on Sunday, envoys of the U.S., U.K., European Union, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates, who had been waiting in an embassy to go witness the president's signing, were airlifted to safety by Yemeni personnel after the embassy was surrounded by armed presidential supporters. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of protesters took to the streets of the capital Sana'a in one of the largest rallies since demonstrations began last January.
During a funeral procession on Saturday in Homs, Syria, for 10 of 44 pro-democracy protesters killed nationwide the day before, security forces opened fire on a crowd of some 40,000 people, killing at least 11 and wounding 27 more. Meanwhile, after being detained in Syria and then Iran, Al Jazeera journalist Ms. Dorothy Parvaz was released and reunited with her family in Canada following 19 days of detainment. Her account of the experience included a harrowing 3-day imprisonment inside a Syrian detention center, where she was taken into a courtyard blindfolded and also witnessed firsthand the continuous cries of Syrian men as they were being brutally beaten.
In Libya, the European Union opened a new office in the revolutionary-controlled capital Benghazi on Sunday. Arriving for the ceremony, Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said that it would be an honor for her to meet those persons who have been striving for a better future for Libya. Meanwhile, activists in the cities of Yefren and Algala appealed for help to end a nearly 2-month siege on residents there, with daily attacks from government forces.
In sadness for the lives lost, we pray for the tragic conflicts to end quickly, and for the deserving people and nations everywhere to proceed in decisions bringing freedom, peace, and dignity for all.
Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, celebrates presidential inauguration. In a ceremony on Saturday, May 21st, attended by diplomats from across the globe, Alassane Ouattara was proclaimed the country's official head of state, a role that is hoped will begin a new chapter of stability for the country. Among the dignitaries conveying support through their attendance were UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and leaders of Burkina Faso, Senegal, Liberia, Ghana, Guinea, Mali, Togo, and Nigeria. In an expression representative of ones spoken by many Ivoirians about the occasion, a resident of the capital Abidjan stated, "We want peace with Alassane Ouattara. We want peace, love, joy, harmony, and honesty in the hearts of everyone. Our respectful congratulations, President Ouattara, and the people of Côte d'Ivoire. May heaven guide your excellency in furthering the noble goals of unity and peace for all fellow citizens and your beautiful country."
Save our planet. In China's Hubei, Gansu, Jiangxi, and Hunan provinces, as well as parts of the European Union and several South Central states in the USA, significant droughts are affecting crops and food security for millions.
Save our planet. In Ajmer district of western India's Rajasthan state, 586 villages are identified as being in a water crisis zone, with the Public Health and Engineering Department authorizing truck delivery of much-needed drinking water.
Save our planet. A report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, states that proper planning could see 80% of the world's energy coming from alternative sources by mid-century, supplied by sustainable resources to continue meeting future needs.
Warning news. 3 U.S. government studies find that children of mothers exposed during pregnancy to organophosphate-based pesticides, often used on food crops, have lower IQs that decrease in proportion to the mother's exposure to the chemicals.
Hello, I'm Yu-Yu, here with my fellow Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Our diet consists of delicious, plant-strong foods. Today we have an energy-saving tip to share.
Ceiling fans help you cool down during the warmer seasons by circulating air throughout a room.
There are many green models available, some using only 7 watts of electricity to operate.
Also, during the winter, they recycle warm air, so the need for heat from your furnace is reduced.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Cultural news. Serbian Christian nuns build cultural bridges through language. At the Serb Orthodox Sokolica Monastery in Kosovo, nuns are learning Albanian so they can speak with Muslims from the area who visit. Many from the village of Bulletin come to pay homage to a 14th century sculpture of the Virgin Mary with Lord Jesus, known as the Sokolac Virgin. Abbess of the monastery, Mother Dr. Mati Makaria, stated, "Speaking languages of each other is a must." A warm appreciation, Mother Dr. Mati Makaria and all caring nuns at the Sokolica for providing a loving welcome to cherished neighbours. May people of various faiths live together in friendship and harmony with heaven's blessings.
In Hero News, Brothers Courageousness is honoured. The New Zealand Fire Service presented Henry and Wiremu Ropata with Fire Service Bravery Awards for risking their lives to rescue a trapped boy from a burning home. Upon hearing the youngster crying for help, the brothers crawled inside the house and managed to open the boy's bedroom and take him to safety. Unfortunately, the boy's mother, Miss Dina Burrell, did not survive. We are so sorry to hear of the loss of Miss beautiful Dina Burrell and pray she rests in God's eternal embrace. Our heartfelt gratitude, Henry and Wiremu Ropata, for your outstanding bravery. May both you and the young life you saved be forever blessed by the divine. For their noble deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Henry and Wiremu Ropata with the Shining World Hero Award. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Japan Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support, which has brought needed supplies to veterinary hospitals after the March 2011 devastating earthquake and tsunami. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned for more lively news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, befitting news for a worthy world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Japan Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support. It is made up of 3 organizations that have tried to reunite caregivers and companion animals.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Japan Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support, JEARS, was formed to locate and save as many animal companions as possible after the devastating March 11, 2011 earthquake and tsunami in the northern area of the country. JEARS is made up of three groups, Japan Cat Network, Heart Tokushima, and Animal Friends Niigata. Each of the non-profits is dedicated to ensuring that every animal friend in their care lives out his or her God-given life in security and happiness.
JEARS visited a number of areas, including those close to the troubled Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant. The devoted team members attempted to find and reunite animal companions with their caregivers, as well as bringing much-needed supplies to animal hospitals. One success story was Maruko, a 14-year-old dog friend who was only able to be freed from the rubble after 11 days. She is being taken care of by a foster family and will hopefully soon be adopted.
The work of the group was highlighted in the media, such as CNN. Support has also come from reigning Burton United States Open of Snowboarding champion and two-time Olympian Kutsuhiro Kazu Kokobo. Bravo, Japan Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support, for your loving efforts. We pray that soon all our well-wishing animal friends flourish in safety and joy on a tranquil and long-lasting Earth.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled Stage Show.
Bir kişi estrada tamaşasında iş axtarırdı. Rejissör kişiyə sual verir. Siz nə edə bilərsiniz? Quşlar kimi təqdim edə bilərəm, deyər kişi. Zarafat eləyirsiniz, prodüser deyər. Belə adamlar çoxdur indi. Bəli. Məncə elədir, deyər aktyor və əllərini açan kimi pəncərədən uçub gedər.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Supreme Master Ching Hai and Arjons Franz Prez News on Words of Wisdom. This insightful interview, which is also available in our online archives, took place in Cancun, Mexico on December 13th, 2010.
What a treat. Thanks for uploading. Alan from Harare Island.
Amiable Alan, we are very happy to hear from you. It is a privilege indeed to be able to hear Supreme Master Ching Hai share so many incredible stories of her life's amazing spiritual journey. May the providence bless you and all the kind Irish people with happiness and abundance.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in celestial melodies. Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Saying that his country wishes the Aegean region to become an area of peace, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson Selçuk Ünal encourages continued diplomacy with Greece to resolve a long-standing territorial dispute and preserve the two countries' friendship.
Grenada becomes the 115th country to ratify the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, or ICC, established to bring criminals to justice in an effort to uphold the world's peace, security, and well-being.
On his first official visit to the Republic of Ireland, British Prime Minister David Cameron meets with Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny in Dublin, with both leaders expressing optimism about the development of their nation's bilateral relations.
A four-year study in middle schools in Michigan, USA, concludes that students who eat more fruit and vegetables, choose healthier drinks, and engage in more physical exercise show significant improvements in cholesterol levels and resting heart rates.
French Sports Minister Chantal Jouanneau announces the creation of a 40-member committee led by five-time Olympic medalist and Guadeloupean Ms. Laura Flessel to raise awareness and campaign against racial discrimination in sports.
In Alabama, USA, volunteers with the Humane Society of the United States continue to search for animal companion survivors in the rubble of homes destroyed by recent tornadoes, often looking at night as this is the only time the shy and frightened animals emerge to seek food.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.